George says, "I am not afraid to throw it, but I do not want to. I do not see that it will do any good, or that there will be any fun in it." "There, I told you he would not dare to throw it." "Why, George, are you turning coward? I thought you did not fear anything. Come, save your credit and throw it. I know you are not afraid."
"Well, I am not afraid to throw. Give me the snowball. I would as soon throw it as not."
Whack went the snowball against the door, and the boys took to their heels. Henry was laughing as heartily as he could to think what a fool he had made of George. George had a whipping for his folly, as he ought to have had. He was such a coward that he was afraid of being called a coward. He did not dare refuse to do as Henry told him, for fear that he would be laughed at. If he had been really a brave boy, he would have said,
"Henry, do you suppose that I am so foolish as to throw that snowball just because you want to have me? You may throw your own snowballs, if you please."
Henry would perhaps have laughed at him and called him a coward, but George would have said,
"Do you think that I care for your laughing? I do not think it right to throw the snowball. I will not do that which I think to be wrong, if the whole town should join with you in laughing."
This would have been real courage. Henry would have seen at once that it would do no good to laugh at a boy who had so bold a heart. You must have this fearless spirit, or you will get into trouble, and will be, and ought to be, disliked by all.